This is an RNIB talking book.
A Dead Man in Deptford by Anthony Burgess.
9800. A Dead Man in Deptford by Anthony Burgess. Read by Nigel Graham. At the centre of this kaleidoscopic portrait of the most vivid age in British history is the story of Kit Marlowe, towering genius of the theatre, but riven by sexual and political conflicts. How he was seduced into the devious world of Elizabethan espionage through his relationship with Walsingham the spymaster is one theme, his rapscallion drinking and roistering another, and his passion for the theatre, poetry and language another. Here's a novel with a cast including Sir Walter Raleigh, Thomas Kidd and the Earl of Essex, written against the sights, smells and spectacle of 16th century London.
By kind permission of Random House UK Limited. This book, first published in Great Britain in 1993 by Hutchinson, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. The recording of this book was made possible by a generous donation from Sharps PLC of Bradford, resulting from the personalised Christmas card promotion, 1993. This book has three parts, and it's read by Nigel Graham.
To Sam Wanamaker and family, as a tribute to his courage in bringing back from the dead a playhouse that Marlowe never knew. A Dead Man in Deptford by Anthony Burgess. Part 1. You must...